We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlemagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, just hilarious. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, September 6th, goes to a Nebraska man who has not been named. But just when we thought Terrence Bud Crawford was the illest Negro in Nebraska, here comes this human, okay? I don't know why his name hasn't been released, because this story is nuts. And it's a perfect example of how you can learn a lot from a dummy. Now, ever so often, I have to get on this radio and tell y'all, don't drink and drive. Why? I have no idea. I thought this was a universal law we all knew and accepted and respected, okay? With all of these rideshare applications out here, I thought folks understood the game by now, but clearly they don't, because this man is a suspected drunk driver. See, someone called 911 to report a driver who they thought was driving on the wrong side of the highway, and when authorities arrived, they were shocked to see who the caller actually was. Let's go to ABC 7 for the report, please.
911, where is your emergency?
I'm on Highway 77 going north, and there is somebody that is on the wrong side of the road.
Now at 11, seems like a normal call to dispatchers, but tonight we're learning a suspected drunk driver in Nebraska was actually reporting himself. The man called 911 back in March to report a wrong-way driver. When deputies found him, he confessed.
You the one that called in?
Yep.
You were?
Yeah, because I thought somebody was on the wrong side of the road, bro.
But it turned out it was you.
Yep, look at them.
Yep, deputies say the man had a blood alcohol content of over twice the legal limit. They arrested him. They're releasing this now as a reminder to not drive drunk this holiday weekend.
Look at God.
Damn it, man.
Look at God. I believe in God, y'all. I believe in a higher power always, and I don't think anything is a coincidence. This man was drunk driving and called 911 on himself. They say God looks out for babies and fools. Well, this man ain't no baby, but he damn sure is a fool, and the fact that something came over this man's spirit and said, let me call the police on a drunk driver. This man literally called and said there was someone driving on the wrong side of the road, and that person was him. I promise you God be looking out for us even when we don't deserve it, okay? Not only did this man not die, Nobody else died either because God intervened. Give me some of my Regina Bell. Put that Regina Bell on, right?
I know that.
Come on now. My God is good. Y'all better sing along, you heathens. Hey, God, come on. Neither do I, clearly. God is good. Come on, Regina. Come on now. God, my God. God is good. Turn me down a little bit, Red. Turn me down a little bit. See, God intervened. God bought this man out of darkness. God saved this man's soul. God guided his every footstep. Did you hear what I said? God guided his every footstep. Saved this man's soul. Bought him out of darkness because God is good. That's word to Regina Bell. Now, do we call this snitching or self-evaluation? Okay, I call it self-evaluation because when cops pulled him over, they asked him, do you know why I stopped you? The man admitted he was on the wrong side of the road. Then when cops asked if he was on the wrong side of the road, he replied he must have missed an exit, and he confirmed he was the same person who had previously called 911. Oh, my God. I know that God, my God, God is good. God put food on this man's table. The table may have been in jail, but it's food in the table nonetheless. Can you imagine the argument this man was having with himself? This man probably cursed himself out and threatened to call the police on himself. And then he probably told himself, you ain't gonna call the cops on me. You don't got the heart. Next thing you know, 911, what's your emergency? Look at God. Do y'all not see how God moved in this situation? God put food on this man's table and put shoes on his feet. The shoes were jail slides, but they were shoes nonetheless. And he put these jail slides on this human so he could guide his every footstep. God made a way for this man to end up safe and sound. I said God made a way for this man to end up safe and sound and for other people on the road to make it home safe and sound too. Now, this man's alcohol level was twice the legal limit. So what we need now is for God to heal his every sickness. Okay, we need God to heal this man's every sickness because God already made a way out of no way. Okay, God already brought him out of darkness of being drunk. God already saved this man and a lot of other people's souls. God guided his every footstep and his fingers too and kept him from killing himself and killing other people. God is good, okay? But what you did, sir, is not. Please let Remy Ma give this unnamed man from Nebraska the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
All right.
That's why I smoke weed.
Don't be afraid to put that Regina Bell back on one more time. Don't ever be afraid. God, my God.
Well, thank you for that donkey today.
God is good.
Now, when you smoke weed, just put out there that you don't drive when you smoke weed.
Never. I'm
thank
at
you.
Home.
Thank you. Thank
we
you.
Responsible out
that's
here.
Right. That's
and only
all
in states God. Where it's legal.
There you go. Thank you. Just wanted to make sure that was clear. BET, we'll see you tomorrow. I thought you were going to keep singing. Come on.
God,
there you go. We'll see you tomorrow.
God.
You be safe out there.
God
you stay prayed
good.
Up. And BET, we'll see you in the morning.
Bought me out okay. of darkness. God is good.
All right. Now, everybody, please, we're passing the collection plate around. Just put a little something in that collection plate. Yeah, a little something. Yeah.
God is good.
A little something in that collection plate. You ain't got nothing?
I thought you was handing it to me. I'm trying to go to the
collection. You got a little collection? You put something in the collection plate? Sydney, you got something
God
for the collection plate?
God is good. You know, I keep a little something.
There you go.
You know, I'll keep a little change in the Crown Royal bag. What you need? What you need?
Give me a little something for the collection plate.
I keep a little change in my Crown Royal bag.
He got $12 in there.
No, this is about $25.
In dimes.
Don't play with me. No, this ain't nothing.
That's
quarters, nickels, dimes. What you need? You want a little soda or something?
That ain't enough for me to go to the blackjack tournament.
That's definitely not enough. That's exactly why I ain't go. I looked in this bag. And I said, nope.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.